Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. Good evening. My name is Marc Casanova, and I'm speaking to you on behalf of Amnistia y Libertad, an association from Catalonia. The reason for our intervention is our concern about the growth and normalization of hate speech in Spain in the recent years. Extremists threaten and attack minorities with impunity. Immigrants, the LGBT community, women, or the national and linguistic minorities of Spain, on social media and also on the streets. In this intervention, we will focus on the growing hate speech against the Catalan people that we have experienced in parallel to the political process that has occurred in Catalonia in the last decade. This wave of Catalanophobia, especially active on social media, has generated a very hostile atmosphere against the Catalan people and has provided political backing to the state's repression against the Catalan independence movement. This atmosphere of hate gave free rein to the police violence and repression. Repression that has been denounced by organizations such as Amnesty International or the Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues in his report after visiting Spain. There are around 3,000 pro-independence activists prosecuted in dozens of judicial processes, some of them imprisoned since 3 years ago. Only between September and December 2017, anti-independence far-right activists caused 139 violent incidents in Catalonia, an unprecedented surge of violence since the dictatorship that has a very clear origin, the atmosphere of hate generated by far-right groups with the tolerance of the Spanish government. We believe that it's fundamental to stop these dynamics, and the first step must be to stop the repression. We strongly recommend states to put in place control mechanisms and policies to stop hate speech in social media and everywhere, and to the Spanish government in particular. We demand an amnesty law for all the prosecuted people in order to start bringing political normality in Catalonia, stop hate speech, and solve this political conflict democratically. Thank you very much.